Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel once again. So this video is about Easter, because it's Easter weekend, certainly in Western Christianity, a movable feast. I never quite understand it myself. Obviously you go by the Gregorian calendar, which is solar, named in honor of Pope Gregory, who perfected it in the 16th century. Ireland, Great Britain, the Anglosphere only adopted, I think, in 1752. But that besides, this is the holiest feast in Christendom. I know Christmas is rather more popular because this one doesn't have quite so much in way of festivity. And it doesn't come in the bleak midwinter when we really need a morale boost. So Easter, hello there, Carson, is about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So it's a four-day weekend in Ireland. So Good Friday, Easter Saturday, Easter Sunday, Easter Monday. So Good Friday, remembering the crucifixion of Jesus Christ on Golgotha, or Calvary, as they sometimes call it, Golgotha, the place of the skull, in between two thieves. Barabbas was released by Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor of Judea. I remember saying, the creed at Mass when I was little, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. And I thought Pilate as in like airline pilot. Well, it's spelled P-I-L-A-T-E, as in Pilate. Obviously, I'd never heard of Pilates till around about 2008. Anyway, so Jesus Christ, he dies in the mid-afternoon, we think. Talk of a solar eclipse. The sky went black at the moment of his death, which is presumably because there's a solar eclipse around then, not the exact day. Roughly coincides with Passover, Pesach, and there also the Sabbath was coming in at nightfall on Friday, which is why the Jews were eager to hurry up and get him dead. So it was over by Sabbath. The whole Easter story, there was some anti-Semitism when Pontius Pilate can find no fault in Jesus Christ. Will he set him free? It was customary to pardon someone who was condemned to death that day. Do you want to release Barabbas or release Jesus? He says to the crowd, and the Jews want Barabbas to be set free. And so vox populi, vox Dei. So Pontius Pilate sets Barabbas at liberty, quite a step down from facing the death penalty. But the Romans didn't use to detain people long term. They didn't see prison as a place to punish people, just to hold them temporarily before their whipping or execution. So Pontius Pilate really didn't want to sentence this man to death, but say, if there's any wrong in sentencing to death, the blame will be put on you and your children forever afterwards. And according to the Gospels, the Jews accept this, and Pilate ceremonially washes his hands of it to disclaim all responsibility. But that's a cop-out. Anyway, obviously, anti-Semitism is a cancer. No one should be mistreated for their religion or ethnicity. But unfortunately, this was used by anti-Semites down the ages in the Christian world. So they believe that Jesus was put to death that day, and he definitely died, which is why the gospel has him pierced in the side and blood and water coming out, because in the dead, apparently, the denser part of the blood and the serum separates. His legs are broken to speed up his death. At crucifixion was a horrific, agonizing death, could take days to die, buried. And was it Joseph of Arimathea provided the grave, blah, blah, blah. So he's definitely dead, we're led to believe. And then there's much mourning and wailing. He'd been mocked. He'd been whipped, had to carry his cross up there. And Jesus Nazarenus Rex Judaeorum, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, mockingly put above him. So that's often as I-N-R-I, in Rai. Didn't they write it in Hebrew, Latin, and Greek? So it'd be widely understood. And the idea is on the third day, he comes back to life. So one thing, that's 3 days, 72 hours. No, dying roughly 4 in the afternoon on Friday, still dead 4 in the afternoon on Saturday. That's 24 hours. Comes back to life at dawn on Sunday, something like 4 in the morning, is more like 36 hours. So he came back to life miraculously. And of course, in that climate, even if you weren't quite dead when they put you in the tomb, you would have died of dehydration. I know you can live 3 days without water, but not somewhere that hot, and his wounds from his whipping, blah, blah, blah. So miraculously, the morning in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he comes back to life. Why do we eat the eggs at Easter? I remember being told when I was a tot, because he came back to see his mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and given an egg. So other ways to celebrate Easter: eggs, because chicks start to lay. Lamb, because lambs are born in spring and so forth. I mean, chickens these days lay through the year, especially in battery farms. In the old days, apparently in cold, they wouldn't lay eggs at cold times and whatever else. So, of course, there'd been Lent in the run-up to this. And Christians in the old days, Orthodox Christians today, if they're still observant, would have a vegan diet. So give up all the tasty stuff. Pancake Tuesday, Ash Wednesday, it comes in. Remember, Sunday's a day off Lent. If you've renounced whatever it is, smoking or chocolate or whatever, for Lent, you can have a break on Sunday and eat or whatever, sample that tasty thing that you've forsworn for that time. You came to Wentworth, that was not far where I live. Also, Berezovsky's story was fab. I didn't realize you're there, Qasim. Okay, Boris Berezovsky. And he's buried in that graveyard just inside Hampshire, Brookwood. I thought of going to his grave sometime. Well, thank you for following me. I hope I pronounced Salam Aleikum correctly. So please make a most liberal donation on PayPal, georgecallahan7@gmail.com. So let me see. So that's the Easter story. And Jesus is there for roughly 50 days and then ascends to heaven after that. Okay, the ascension. We don't know exactly by that what process, but he definitely came back to life. It wasn't a ghost. Doubting Thomas, one of his apostles or disciples, you can call them either the 12, actually insisted on putting his fingers in the wounds and say, yes, this really is Jesus Christ, not a hallucination. So that's what people say Christianity stands for, on the basis of that. So there's Semana Santa, a holy week in Spain, when they process through the streets carrying effigies of Jesus Christ and so forth. Yeah, so that's it. But then again, we're told in one of the Gospels that loads of people resurrected that time. So it was a banality, as the late, great Christopher Hitchens said. And he's not the only person to come back to life. In the Bible, he raised Jairus' daughter, though Jesus said she was only sleeping. Perhaps she was in a coma. Think of all the people who suffered vivisepultration when a coma was mistaken for death. And I can't remember who else was brought back to life, other people brought back to life in the Bible, or ascension into heaven. You know, who went up in a chariot of fire? Was it Elijah? Didn't physically die. Or the Blessed Virgin Mary, according to Catholic doctrine, being assumed into heaven, not dying, and so on. So, and then people celebrate with Easter eggs. And the Easter bunny, and you go back to the 17th century, has got no religious significance whatsoever. And hiding your Easter eggs, I don't know why we do that one. So chocolate was something you wouldn't have eaten at Lent. But, you know, instead in Western Christianity, it's up to each individual. You choose what you're going to give up. Or if you're going to take on some additional duty or prayer or visit the sick or donate to the poor. But the point is you do it every single day of Lent, 40 days plus Sundays, if you put it all together. And Palm Sunday is the previous Sunday when Jesus Christ enters Jerusalem and they put palm fronds down in front of his donkey to carpet the way. How kind of them. So that is the story of Easter, but it's derived from oystra, as in the Anglo-Saxon goddess of fertility and rebirth, as in estrogen. So oystra, I think, was O-E-S-T-R-E, and then it was mispronounced as Easter. It's nothing to do with the direction of the East. It's a misconception. An Orthodox Easter is usually a week after Western Easter. And in Eastern Europe, they'll say Catholic Easter because they don't realize in Western Christianity there's Protestantism as well as a Catholicism. What else about Easter? So His Holiness the Pope will concelebrate Mass of the pontification of priests. I mean, nothing happened in Christianity on Easter Monday. Nevertheless, it's a day off, a four-day weekend. Not a good day to travel in Ireland or the British Isles generally, because they close them for railway engineering works, planned engineering works, inspections, repairs, some roads. More people are driving, seeing friends and relatives, flying likewise. I mean, maybe quite busy and all the rest of it. So place of leisure are open. You know, in Ireland, shops, restaurants, cinemas, theatres and so forth. Offices are closed, you know, government and banks are closed. But obviously schools on holiday. So that's what Easter is all about. But it's a movable feast, varies over about 5 weeks. It's something to do with the lunar calendar as well. I never quite work it out. So it's not a set date each year. And because it's all about Jesus Christ coming back to life, being fully God and fully man, it's cruciality in Christianity can scarcely be overstated. There I've said it. Cruciality is a crucial crux, the cross. So that is absolutely central to the Christian faith. So there you are. That's a brief explication of Easter in Christianity. Of course, in Islam, they believe it was not Isa who was put to death. It was someone who looked like him as a case of mistaken identity. He's a prophet of Islam. Right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your kind attention. Please subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Bye.